This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
What's up, loves? Welcome to Self-Care in Real Life, a podcast where we obsess over giving women the tools that they need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I am your host, best-selling author and lifestyle blogger, Ty Alexander, and I'm basically your new wellness hype girl, so welcome to the party. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you've enjoyed the podcast so far. For my faithful listeners who are used to ad-free podcast episodes, we now have them for you over on our exclusive membership community on Patreon. That's patreon.com/selfcareIRL. In addition to the ad-free podcast episodes, you will also find all of the gems that I have created for you to help you cultivate life-shifting healing experiences. So let's get right into today's episode. I consider myself to be really self-aware. So I can admit to you all that I am that friend who indeed gives a semi-polite side eye to the new people that come around in our circle. The older I get, I've gotten a little better at the semi-polite part because I do try to lead with intention. So I lean in with mostly kindness, insert giggles, but I am here to confess to you that I am just simply not the friendly friend. I am not necessarily a no new friends kind of friend, but I definitely need to be warmed up a little bit, like your grandpa's old Buick or something. This is mainly because I am hyper aware that most people lead with their representative, which is fine because I am always down for good little lightweight kiki conversation. But because I am a good reader of the energy that I am in contact with almost immediately, usually within your first few sentences, I can tell right away, I don't know if I'm going to like her. She's not ready to be my friend. So 9 times out of 10, if you were to ask my friends that have known me since before the internet, they might say, Ty, I don't really like people like that, which isn't really the case. I'm just very, very particular about who I share my energy with. So in today's episode, I'm going to share with you how you can also protect your energy. And I'm going to really break down exactly what energy I'm referencing. And of course, I will give you a few gems that will help you keep your energy at a so fresh and so clean level at all times. Taking care of your skin is so important, but can be equally as frustrating because how many products are there to choose from? And how are we supposed to know exactly what our skin needs? Proven Skincare is here to help with exactly that. They have analyzed the universe of skincare so that they can pinpoint exactly what your skin needs. With that knowledge, they create a custom 3-step system that actually works, including a personalized cleanser, day moisturizer with SPF, and personalized night cream. The best part is that they update your formula every 8 weeks to evolve with your needs. When I first started using Proven Skincare, I was focused on the dullness of the winter months, but now that it's summertime, my formula is helping me with my summer glow. Give your skin exactly what it needs with Proven Skincare. Go to provenskincare.com to take the free skin genome quiz and use code SELFCARE for $20 off your first order. That's provenskincare.com, code SELFCARE for $20 off your first order. ProvenSkincare.com, code SELFCARE. So the truth is, and I just learned this truth not too long ago, but the truth is I am becoming an empath. Now, by definition, an empath is someone with paranormal ability to feel the mental or emotional state of another human being. Now listen, the word paranormal has always creeped me out a little bit. It's given ghosts and goblins, like it's given Carol Ann, final light, like, so no. I am more of a Molly, you in danger girl kind of empath, if you feel me. I am highly attuned with other people's moods, whether it's good or bad, which is also why whenever I enter a crowded room or space that is active prior to me showing up, I have to literally repeat to myself, this energy does not belong to me, and I do not have to take it on or in. Now, if it's good energy, of course, I'm taking it in. Who don't want good energy? But a lot of times in crowded rooms, especially if there's like no ambiance, no background music or whatever, it feels like confusion. It's the reason why I really, truly hate networking events, because there's just a bunch of mumbled energy and I get discouraged and kind of retreat to the corner, which honestly for networking events, it makes it pointless. So number one, I want you to become hyper aware of the energy you feel. Now, if you're a person who is currently in the state of not acknowledging your own feelings, you're going to need to go to therapy. Like, if you've completely shut them off and you're now a walking zombie, I got to do a whole new episode with you and we got to bring a therapist in, because no, skip this one. This ain't the episode for you. But if you are remotely feeling things, right? Like if you feel a little bit of things, at least something, like you are consciously practicing the art of being a human being, start becoming really aware of how the energy in the room makes you feel. Learn to recognize when people are being emotional vampires. That part is hard because most of the time, those emotional vampires, at least what I've learned, like most of the time, those emotional vampires also exist in our good relationships. But you typically give them a pass because you know that's your good, good girlfriend. You've known her for years. She's your sorority sister, or hell, it might even be your mom. But please know that some of these relationships can be the biggest energy drain of them all, which leads me to gem number two. What's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. Determine if the energy that you're actually feeling is your energy or if it's someone else's energy. Again, this part took me a minute to master and I still practice it, still like, is it my energy or is it theirs? And sometimes, honestly, I fail at this as well. But when I do my own unpacking, I realize that in order to determine whose energy is whose, I have to be unquestionably self-aware in all of these moments. So when I feel like the energy is off, I often ask myself, am I the narcissist or are they? You know? Am I being a drama queen or is that their energy? Because full disclosure, I know that I can be someone else's emotional vampire. And if you are honest, so are you. We all can be. So let's not do the whole blame the zodiac signs, you know, for our bad behaviors. Yes, I am a Scorpio, true and through, over and over. I can be a lot. But at 45, I've got to learn how to manage this. Hell, at 25, you've got to learn how to manage this. At whatever age you are, you've got to learn how to manage this. So check yourself. Is this your energy or is it theirs? Eating is not only a way to experience joy and a reason to gather with loved ones, and we all know I love joy and connection, but it's also a way to take care of yourself. My favorite way to practice self-care through eating is by making sure I'm getting all of my superfoods. Organifi is a line of organic superfood blends that offer plant-based nutrition with high-quality ingredients with less than 3 grams of sugar. I know that life gets busy sometimes, but Organifi makes it easy to add these superfoods into your daily diet. Just simply mix your superfood blend with water or your favorite beverage, and you can have it on the go. I have been loving their red juice. It's super yummy, and I cannot wait to try their green juice next. You can experience Organifi's high-quality superfoods without breaking the bank. Go to www.organifi.com/Ty and use code TY for 20% off your order. That's organifi.com/TY and use the code TY for 20% off any item.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So now you've become hyper aware of the energy and you can recognize emotional vampires and you've determined who the energy belongs to. So what do you actually do if the energy is not yours? Because baby girl, sometimes that energy is so loud and so big, you just got to put your guard up. It's just the safest thing for you to do in the moment when you're present. Try to connect with the rhythm of your breathing and just find your happy place within. This might also mean removing yourself from the room. You know, maybe you go to the bathroom and you kind of clear the space, the head, your head space. This might also mean leaving, you know. Sometimes the best thing that you can do in order to protect your energy is to remove your actual human self from where the energy is. Sometimes it's that loud, it's that big, it's that useless, for lack of a better word, you know what I mean? And so sometimes the best thing that you can do is to leave. You can also try to address the energy, you know. Sometimes when you put the good energy into the bowl, for lack of a better, I don't know if it's gonna make sense, but sometimes when you put the good energy in the bowl with the bad, or even the semi-bad, your energy could be so powerful, right, that it just dims the bad energy. I think I tend to do that sometimes. You know, you can do that through humor. Or just being kind sometimes, because again, energy also is filled with emotion a lot of times. And so when you walk into the room and the energy is weird and it's kind of dark and gloomy, that person could have been having a bad day. That person could have lots of things on their mind. And so by you coming into the room and just offering some kindness, offering to be nice, you know, complimenting them, just being who you are, sometimes that can dim the energy of the gloom and the dark and the anxious of it all, you know? Now, on the flip side, what do you do if you've determined that this old nasty energy, child, this old nasty, uncomfortable energy actually belongs to you? What do you do if this old nasty energy is actually coming from you? You look up and you're like, oh, crap, that's my energy I'm giving to people. That's my energy that I'm offloading to people. Well, here's where I tell you it is time to learn what your triggers are and know that it is your responsibility to turn them off. For example, I do not have a college degree. It's not a known secret. I was a teen mother, also not a secret. I have my son at 19, also not a secret. And sometimes I regret that I've lost or I don't want to say lost. I regret that the opportunities that others had without children, I didn't have as a young mother. So a lot of my friends are very formally educated, formally well-educated. I have a few friends who have 2 and 3 degrees, master's, PhDs and such. And so sometimes in our conversations, I can feel a bit insecure, you know? But that's not theirs to hold. That's mine to hold. But yet and still, sometimes I will over-insert my opinion, and sometimes I can insert those opinions as if they are fact, which in most cases will feel like I'm controlling the conversation. But I know this to be my trigger. So when I realize it, and I say when I realize it, because sometimes I don't, but when I do realize it, I turn it off immediately. We call this imposter syndrome, but that burden that I've created for myself belongs to no one but me. It is no one else's responsibility to deal with my emotional triggers but Ty. Listen to episode 53, the one before this, about emotional triggers. If you need a if you need a reminder, some tips in there. The only thing better than having a fresh set of nails is having a good hair day, and you cannot convince me otherwise. I recently started using Pros, and it has given me more good hair days than I thought was even possible. So why does it work? Glad you asked. Pros makes custom hair care that's personal. Using natural ingredients with proven results, Pros customizes every product in your routine from shampoo to supplements. Your hair needs aren't one size fits all, so your products shouldn't be either. I took the Pros quiz and answered all sorts of questions, not just about my hair, but also about my daily habits and my environment. They analyzed my answers and gave me a unique blend of products that have been helping my hair volume concerns. If you're not 100% Pros is the best hair care you've had, they'll take the products back, no questions asked. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/self-care. That's PROSE.com/self-care for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. My final gem for you this episode is real, real simple, but it's something that took me decades to learn, right? Like I always thought about how, and I still do believe that people can make you feel a certain way. But I think that when you are in control of your energy, that's not possible, right? So my final gem for you is to learn that you are the keeper of your sacred energy space. And no one can enter into that space without your permission, period. So example, if you are in a room full of people and someone comes into your space, your energy space, as I like to call it, if someone comes into your energy space and their energy is weird and just off and you don't like it and it's making you uncomfortable, it don't belong to you. You don't have to let that energy into your space. If you show up and you've determined that your energy is going to be pure and kind and bright and free, you know, all of these really great positive feelings and things that kind of make people feel good, then when someone enters into your energy space, again, that you have determined it's going to be positive, when someone enters into your energy space and brings negativity or just uncertainty into your energy space, you do not have to let them in. Whenever someone infiltrates your energy space, it is because you have given them permission to do so. It's that simple. So I know this episode was all over the place. I didn't count down how I usually do. So let me give you a quick little recap of what we learned today. Number one, become hyper aware of the energy around you and how it makes you feel. That means you got to be present. You got to know what it feels like to encounter said weird or bad energy, right? You got to be present to be hyper aware. Number two, what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. Always ask, whose energy is this? Is it theirs or is it yours? Number three, find your happy space. If you need to reconnect with your breathing, you know, go to the bathroom, take a break. If you gotta, put your guard up if the energy is excessively negative, you know. Number four, remember that no one gets to enter your sacred energy space without an invitation from you. Now, hopefully this episode gives you all the permission you need to protect your energy at all costs, because baby girl, I am. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am incredibly grateful for our connection. Thank you for just leaning into these hard conversations with me. And a special thank you to those of you who are here every week faithfully listening and supporting the podcast. If you'd like to continue our conversations or you just have a story that you want to share, please consider joining our community. Log on to patreon.com/selfcare. That's patreon.com/selfcare IRL. And if you've enjoyed this episode, do me a favor and submit your review on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you are listening to me today. Also, I kind of think you like me, so go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can be the first to get new episodes each and every Monday. And I want to encourage you to share this episode on IG Stories, Twitter, Facebook. Just do your girl a favor and share it so we can keep the conversations going. And when you do share it, make sure you tag me at Ty Alexander and at Self Care IRL. Again, thank you so much for listening today. I enjoyed you. And until next time, toodles.